It's Monday, January the 23rd. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Let's talk Aggie basketball first. The A&M men got a gutsy win overtime over Oklahoma 81-75 at Reed Arena Saturday afternoon. But the good news sort of stopped there. Chris Middleton re-injured his knee in the game. Coach Billy Kennedy said that while the injury was not as bad as they had feared, that they're not counting on Middleton for tonight's game at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence when they play the 7th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That's right, the Aggies' next assignment after getting their second Big 12 win in the win over the Sooners is tonight. Game time a little bit after 8 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 1620 WTAW. It'll also be on ESPN. Also Saturday, Missouri took over second place in the league by beating Baylor 89-88 in Waco. The Aggie women got another road win. They beat Kansas in Lawrence 76-65. A&M led by as many as 18 in the second half on their way to their 13th win of the year. And they go to 4-2 in the Big 12 in a four-way tie for second place behind 6-0 Baylor. Kelsey Bone led A&M with 18 points, and Adora Alanu scored 17. The Aggies will play at Oklahoma State tomorrow night. The Bryan ISD will meet at 6 o'clock this evening, where they are expected to name the new head football coach at Bryan High School. On Friday, Dr. Tommy Wallace, the superintendent, announced the two finalists for the job, and they are Pflugerville Conley head coach Howard McMahon and former A&M Consolidated and Harker Heights coach Ross Rogers. McMahon has been at Conley since 2007 with trips to the playoffs three times. Before Conley, he was an assistant for Jack Welch at Copper's Cove. He was previously an assistant at Middle Tennessee State. Now, Rogers has been out of coaching since after the 2006 season, but his resume includes 12 years at A&M Consolidated, where he coached the Tigers to four straight 14-win seasons. That's still a Texas high school record, including the 1991 4A state championship. He left Consol after the 1999 season and started the Harker Heights program in 2000 and stayed there 7 years. He has since been a sales representative for Rydell. Before Consol, Rogers coached at Hempstead, Waller, and at Giddings. Again, the BISD board will meet at 6 o'clock tonight. One of those items is expected to be the final vote and the introduction of the new coach who will replace Bob Ballard, who resigned last month. It's Super Bowl 46 coming up in a couple of weeks, February the 5th in Indianapolis, and a couple of familiar teams will be there, the New England Patriots versus the New York Giants. Yesterday, it was a field goal good and a field goal missed.
From 31 yards to put the Giants in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Everybody's set. Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years. And the Giants in overtime have won the NFC Championship. The final score, 20-17.
It was the Giants' fifth straight playoff win. Now, earlier in Foxborough, Massachusetts, not nearly as good a luck for Billy Kunda for the Ravens.
Snaps, ball down, kick up. Kick is...
New England quarterback Tom Brady will tie John Elway with a fifth Super Bowl start. He will be going for his fourth NFL title, going against the other quarterback, Eli Manning, who talked after the game.
It was a hard-fought game, and just excited about this win, excited having another chance to go to the Super Bowl and play New England. They're a great team. They've been a great team for years. They've had an unbelievable season. They got terrific players all over. You know, obviously we played them once this year and had one right down to the wire. So, they've been playing great football of late also. So we just, we're going to celebrate this game and have fun. And then, we'll start preparing and go to Indianapolis and get a game plan. Hopefully we can continue to play our best football.
These are the same two teams that met in Super Bowl 42 4 years ago. Again, the Super Bowl will be February the 5th. A tumultuous football season at Penn State for sure, and it took yet another hit yesterday morning. This one, a loss. 85-year-old Joe Paterno died after a short bout with lung cancer. His death came 2.5 months after he was fired from the football coaching job that he held for 46 years. Tributes have come in from throughout the sports world, including from new Texas A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin. He released a statement yesterday saying, "Our deepest sympathies as well as our thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Paterno's family and the entire Penn State community. I was coaching wide receivers at Minnesota, and we were Penn State's first Big Ten conference game. And out of respect for Coach Paterno, our head coach, Glenn Mason, wore a coat and tie coaching in that game. Coach Paterno will be missed." That was from A&M coach Kevin Sumlin. Mark Wilson shot a final round 3 under par 69 to win the Humana Challenge, the event formerly known as the Bob Hope Classic. Wilson finished 24 under par to win his fifth PGA Tour event. And five-time champion Serena Williams is out of the Australian Open, losing 6-2, 6-3 to unseeded Ekaterina Makarova of Russia on Monday. Also, two-time Australian Open runner-up Andy Murray only spent 49 minutes on court in the next match at Rod Laver Arena and was leading 6-1, 6-1, 1-0 when his opponent retired with a hip injury. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.